Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor and my pleasure to present today the topic entitled Using the Mentoring Approach to Meet Family Planning Needs of Underserved Youth in Madagascar. Before to start, please let me confirm hereby that I have nothing to disclose related to the presentation or program implementation. My presentation will be divided into 6 parts. First, I'll introduce the learning objective, followed by a background of the country location and characteristics, and program intervention in which the study took place. After that, I'll explain briefly the methodology used, leading to the observed results. Finally, I'll end with a conclusion and limitations that reflect few directions for more research or consideration. This study aims to describe the community mentoring approach used to increase the utilization of family planning and reproductive health services among youth in Madagascar. And as shown in these photos, you can see the community health volunteer mentors with youth peer educators participating and organizing the outreach session for awareness raising of youth. Madagascar is the fourth largest island of the world and located off the east coast of Africa in the Indian Ocean. The total population is estimated at almost 22,500,000, with 80% living in the rural areas and 32% being youth. The country still has a high fertility rate with a disparity urban-rural, and almost half of girls in 15 to 24 age group had already given birth, of which 3 in 10 are teens. As shown in these graphs, there is inequality in contraceptive use among women in union for different age groups from 1992 and 2008. The trends in contraceptive prevalence rate and unmet need show progress for most age groups, with unmet need steadily declining while CPR increases. The exception is among youth aged 15 to 19 years in the bottom right of the slide, where unmet need showed some slow decrease from 24% between 1992 and 2003, then increased sharply to 27% by 2008. The CPR for this group has risen, but remained low at 17% in 2008. In response to a comprehensive access to health, and especially family planning, the community-based integrated health program, known locally as MAHEFA, or Malagasy Healthy Families, a 5-year USAID-funded community health program implemented by GSI Research and Training Institute Inc. in 6 north and northwest regions of Madagascar, shown in green in the slide, aims to reach the 1/5 of total population. The program addresses the following health areas: family planning and reproductive health, maternal, neonatal, and child health, malaria, nutrition, and water sanitation and hygiene. The 6 regions include extremely remote and difficult to access areas, with some communities inaccessible by road for several months during the rainy season. Community health volunteers provide these services to community members of all ages. In these areas, compared to the national data of 2008, the rate of young women having given birth in MAHEFA zones is 1.4 times higher than the national rate of 46%, and the rate of women having given birth before age 19 is 1.8 times higher than the national rate of 26% in 2012. In the same period, My ever-formative research findings showed that the perception of absence of disadvantages, importance of, and having support from mother, friends, or husband are among facilitating determinants for women to use family planning. Based on these findings, the program designed its community-based service provision for youth in 24 of 279 communes. One commune was selected in each district to become a youth-focused commune because of a high concentration of youth compared to other communes in the same district. In the youth-focused communes, the program trained a total of 629 male and female volunteer youth peer educators. They are in charge of raising awareness of youth on reproductive health and family planning and referring clients to CHVs and or health facility as needed. Related services are provided by CHVs or facility staff. In the model, each YPE is associated with a CHV mentor who receives specific training on FPRH service provision to youth and who assists the YPE during awareness raising outreach sessions and reporting while providing counseling and FP methods for youth. Each CHV mentor has been trained on and is operational for family planning service provision. In 2015, the program introduced FPRH SMS messages by mobile phones and broadcasted youth reproductive health educating messages on local radio stations while established a hotline for youth to call and receive advice and referrals. And that moves me to the fourth part of my presentation, the methodology of a study. We applied panel method to monitor and analyze monthly program data on IFP service provision in 20 districts. Communes with community health volunteer youth mentors were compared with the remaining communes in the same district without YPEs from 2013 and 2015, Excel and SPSS 20 software were used for data analysis. Communes from two districts were excluded from the study as they did not have the same CHVs reporting over time. And among the 279 communes, the breakdown is as follows. 24 communes excluded because they did not have the same CHVs reporting over time. 22 communes with CHV, youth mentors, and YPEs, comprising 524 CHVs. 233 communes with only CHVs trained in FPRH, not youth-specific, and with a total of 4,782 CHVs. As a result, the graphs showed in these slides represent the change in contraceptive prevalence rate in all program communes. The 2014 chart in right shows that 20 of 24 districts, colored in blue, experienced an overall increase in CPR, while four districts, colored in yellow, experienced an overall decline in CPR compared to the 2012 results in the left graphs. The average, in red, increased from 26.9% to 41.3%, while the maximum increased from 45.4% to 75%, and the minimum declined from 14.4% to 9.9%. We also recorded a significant increase in use of family planning among all clients in the 24 districts by 6.9 times between 2013 and 2015. In the meantime, Almost 55,700 young people were reached by the YPEs in all 24 youth-focused communes in the fiscal year 2015 only. About 4,500 youth under 24 years called the Green Line asking for additional information, mainly about FPRH, followed by STI and HIV, while 6,600 girls and boys were referred to CHVs and or health facility for FPRH services. That brings us to the study question. Did CHV youth mentors have higher rates of FP use among youth than non-mentors in the same district? Out of the 22 districts, we found that the majority, or 64% of them, had equal rate between communes with CHV mentors and non-mentor CHVs. 22.7% of these districts had higher rates for CHV mentors and 13.6% with lower rates for CHV mentors. It is important to know that one, MAIEFA program was the first time that these regions received comprehensive community health services, including FPRH, so service implementation was likely to yield fast improvements. Two, youth program was introduced at almost the same time that all CHVs, including non-mentors, became functional in providing FPRH services for clients of all ages. And in conclusion, I have 4 points. CHV services increased overall knowledge and use of FPRH services among youth and adults. Two, YPEs are able to reach large numbers of youth with FPRH messages. Three, impact of specialized youth approach may not be apparent in the context of a positive impact from a general FPRH intervention. Four, CHV youth mentors need more support to develop their mentoring skills. And lastly, with regard to the limitations, I would say that timing of introduction of youth approach makes it difficult to isolate the effect from other program interventions. And there is a need to compare mentoring approach with other youth approaches, such as youth-friendly centers or life skills approach in Madagascar, to conclude on their effectiveness to increasing access to FPRH services among youth. And in addition, there is a need for further research on communes that have successfully increased FP uptake among youth to isolate positive deviance determinants. Thank you all for your attention.